And now back to conferences with another idea. Tubes of sunscreen and sticks of lip balm for the delegates. If you think about the number of conferences where there's some outdoor activity, you'll know why so many people include these items in their conference packs. The delegates are usually surprised. They welcome the tube. And most companies print the conference theme or slogan on the label. And of course, the tube or lip balm lasts much longer than just one conference, so your name can be recalled for months after the event. That's why we invited Margie Harrington from The Conference Room to be here. She spends almost every waking minute organising and running conferences and corporate events, both in Australia and overseas. So who better to talk about sunscreens at conferences than Margie? Hi, Margie. Glad you could come in.
Thank you very much for having me.
I believe you have organised your share of conferences.
Yes, we certainly have.
Can you outline the events where you've used sunscreens over the past couple of months?
We've used the sunscreens for an incentive to Bali, an incentive to Thailand, for the IndyCar races in Queensland, and just recently at the Melbourne Grand Prix. We also do something a little bit different. We have the tubes personalised with each individual's name.
So what you're saying is that if 50 people came to the conference, everybody, every single person, would have their own name on their own tube.
Yeah, that's right.
So how do they feel about that?
They feel very special, and also just recently we've had people come up after the conference and ask for extra tubes of sunscreen because it's been such an effective sunscreen.
That's good to hear. So when they arrive in Bali or, say, the Grand Prix, wouldn't that be fun, there is a special package waiting for them from you.
Yeah, they get a survival pack, which is an essential item for our delegates, which includes survival items for the weekend or for the week, which might include Panadol, Barocca, chocolates, butter menthols, earplugs for the motor racing, and, of course, the sunscreen.
And how long do you allow to produce the conference sunscreens?
Usually 10 days, although sometimes we've had to have them done in less than that time.
And you've always had them in time?
Yes, always.
So it sounds like the sunscreens have become a very popular inclusion in your conference packs. I assume you'll use them again.
Yes, we certainly will.
Margie, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thank you very much.